This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio at Summerfest, here's your host, Sandy Max.
On location, surrounded by the sights, the sounds, the smells, and the smiles of Summerfest, it is the first day of the world's largest music festival, and I'm glad to be here to share stories for the big gig and tips to help you have the very best fest experiences. And I am powered up by a hot, delicious Major Goolsby's cheeseburger. It is something I look forward to every year at Summerfest. Yes, I know they're downtown, and I go to that establishment as well, but there's just something about a Goolsby's cheeseburger here at Summerfest that makes it taste even better. So big thank you to Major Goolsby's for feeding the WTMJ team at Summerfest. In these next 2 hours on What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee, we're going to take you from the lakefront energy of opening night here to the variety of summer activities and adventures happening at the Brookfield Public Library with a visit with the Bridges Public Library System. And we're going to step inside something called Radiant Echoes. It is the new immersive art experience at Summerfest. And Daniel Murray of Fuzz Pop Workshop and one of his collaborating artists, John Kowalczyk, are going to visit with me and describe their new Radiant Echoes experience that you can certainly take photos of, but explore while you're here at Summerfest. We're also going to meet the Whitney family, a father, mother, and son who make Summerfest an annual family tradition by attending every single year together. And I'm going to give you my first weekend picks here at Summerfest, including tonight's song You Need to Hear by Echo and the Bunnymen. They are playing at 10 o'clock, headlining the Generac Power Stage. So stay with us for the next couple hours. This is your backstage pass to the music, the memories, the Milwaukee magic of Summerfest on opening night, and it truly is gorgeous. It is a picture postcard perfect night. Nice man smiling at me with a cold beer in his hand and one of those Summerfest Milwaukee caps, so he's been here since the early start. Lots of smiles, lots of waves, people waiting to see some of their favorite bands, and just kind of people watching. And the one thing I am seeing a whole lot of, two lovely, exactly, pink. Pink colors, pink ribbons, cowboy boots, because Megan Maroney is headlining at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater tonight. And I walked in behind a parade of pink, and it's fun to see the good energy. And the Big Bang fireworks are tonight at 9:30. So there is plenty of room for you here. And like I said, it is not too hot. It is not too cold. It really is a beautiful, I'll say, springtime night, because summer starts on Saturday, but it is Summerfest. And other bands that are headlining tonight, Charlie Wilson is on the BMO Pavilion stage, Pop Music with Holly Humberstone on the Briggs & Stratton Big Backyard. I mentioned Echo and the Bunnymen on the Generac stage, Reggae with Tash Sultana on the Miller Lite Oasis stage, and you've also got Passion Pit. I know a lot of people are excited about seeing Passion Pit on the T-Mobile stage. And remember, the T-Mobile stage is what used to be the U.S. Cellular Connection stage. So same spot. And I walked by the U-Line stage on the north end of the grounds. There was a long line at the merchandise booth for that headliner, Third Eye Blind, tonight at 10 o'clock on the U-Line stage. And I was delighted just to see how much people are embracing some of their favorite music. So I will give you more picks and tips and some cool interviews, conversations from here on Summerfest. I'm on location now on that lakefront path. Next, I get to take you on location at an inspiring and welcoming suburban space. What do Bigfoot, cows, and the Revolutionary War have in common? Find out in our spotlight interview with the director and deputy director of the Brookfield Public Library, coming up next. I am Sandy Max, delighted to be on location for this spotlight interview with Bridges Library System. I am here at the Brookfield Public Library with two guests. Introduce yourself.
I'm Kathy Tutrup, the director of the library.
And
I'm Betsy Bleck, the deputy library director.
And let's talk about how much fun we can have at the library in the summer, which might sound foreign to some people, but why is summer such an important season for libraries?
Summer is a great time. People are out of their normal routines. They have extra time to read. And the library is full of fun programs that challenge kids, adults, teens. We've got something for everyone at the library. And it's all free. It's just a great place to come and spend some time.
And it's a great tool for parents who are a little concerned about what their kids are spending their time on in the summer and what they call, is it the slide?
There is something called the summer slide. It's kind of been documented that during the summer, kids who don't spend time reading and learning kind of lose some of those gains that they've made, especially younger kids, lose those gains that they've made during the school year. So this is a great opportunity to keep those skills going.
And it's an affordable opportunity. Borrowing books from the library, that stretches your entertainment dollar. It's absolutely free.
It's absolutely free. Anyone can get a library card, and we're happy to help you do that.
What can we look forward to specifically at the Brookfield Public Library? Reading challenges, programs, events? What do we have, Betsy?
Absolutely. We've got so much happening all summer, just like libraries all across the listening area have. Here at our library, we have special events for all ages. We believe and know that learning starts right when people are born. Brand new babies can learn here at the library, so they can come to our family time in the courtyard. And then we have programs for kids, tweens, teens, even up to seniors. We have lots to choose from here at the library as well. We have things every Wednesday and Thursday for kids, from jugglers and magicians. We have programs for all ages, such as Cows in the Courtyard and a Revolutionary Era mini encampment coming up.
Hold on. Tell me about Cows in the Courtyard.
Yes.
Are we having real cows?
Oh, real cows. Yes. Cows from Cozy Nook Farm visit us every summer. It's a huge program. We have several beautiful cows out in the courtyard, and kids can come and meet the cows and learn about dairy farming and play some games and have a lot of fun. It's really a terrific event every year.
I guess we get to pet the cow as well.
Absolutely.
We
yes,
go.
Yes, yes, yes. I even got a kiss from a cow a couple years ago. So you play your cards right, you might get a little kiss too.
The cows aren't the only furry beasts at the Brookfield Library this
right.
summer.
That's right. Absolutely. We have the Bigfoot hunt happening in the library. Each of the 24 libraries in Bridges Library System has a Bigfoot hiding in it. And people are invited to visit each library and find the Bigfoot. Every time they find a Bigfoot, they get to enter to win some really fabulous prizes from local businesses. So a lot of fun.
When I walked into the Brookfield Public Library, I bumped into Brooks Bookfoot.
That's right.
Is his name. Does every Bigfoot have their own name at
yes.
his library?
Yes. Our wonderfully creative Emily Heller from Bridges Library System named each and every Bigfoot across the library system. And yes, Brookfield's is named Brooks Bookfoot.
Mm-hmm. I'm very glad that I found the Bigfoot. Kathy, you were saying sometimes they can be hidden in plain sight.
They can be. Sometimes people walk right by them and aren't real happy with where you have them. But there's usually a very good reason why we put it where we did.
We were talking about borrowing books for free, which everybody knows with their library card, but you also have ways to save money on family fun with explore passes and puzzle exchanges. Tell me more.
We do. We have explore passes to a number of different locations for people to go to in the area, different museums and fun places to go, and those are free to check out as well. And we have our puzzle exchange that you mentioned, so you can take a puzzle home and do it and then take it apart and bring it on back. But for people who don't want to set up a puzzle in their house, for whatever reason, we also have a puzzle table where people can sit in our library where it's cool most of the time and do a puzzle right at our puzzle table.
It's funny that you say cool most of the time, because I think that is another appealing thing about the library in the summer. Air conditioning.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Talking about summertime, this is a big anniversary year for the United States. Tell us some of the special events you have planned for America 250 events.
Well, we really went all in with America 250 for one reason. Nathan Hatch is a Revolutionary War soldier buried in the city of Brookfield. So please come to our library and see our display on Nathan. You can learn more about him. And we also have a number of special programs with historical reenactors. Betsy mentioned the encampment. And so we have someone portraying Abigail Adams, George Washington, Betsy Ross, someone from the 4th Continental Light Dragoons, and they'll let us know what it was like to be there. So there's just a number of different things. The African-American experience. We had the Indigenous people experience. And games and things for kids as well.
By having these America 250 living history portrayals and the enactment camps, it really does show that storytelling goes beyond books, and that you can preserve history and really get people engaged in an in-person way.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, one of our favorite things about historical programs here at the library is that it helps us achieve one of our big goals, which is to bring many generations of people together, from little ones to seniors. When we have historical reenactors, we often see teenagers from the high school all the way up to our senior patrons as well, learning and experiencing the event together, which is really beautiful to see.
Okay.
How do we get involved with the library?
Well, the easiest way is to come to the library or to go to whatever libraries in your community. Everyone's doing similar things to us. Otherwise, you can visit our website or follow us on Facebook and pick up one of our brochures there.
What's the easiest way to get a library card? Because I think some people listening still may not have one.
Yes.
How do we get one?
It's so easy. All you need to do is visit your local library, bring something with your current address and a picture ID. We'll get you in and out in a couple of minutes. It's that simple. It's free. I think sometimes people don't realize that it's free to get a library card. It's free to check things out. It's free to come to all of our events. So do check it out. Oh, pun not intended, but yeah, do come get your library card. And with that, you can access ebooks, e-audiobooks, print books, magazines, everything under the sun. So do get a library card.
I'm still one of those people who has a DVD player and borrows DVDs and CDs.
There are still quite a few of you, actually, and we still collect those. So that's what, the library is so much more than just books, as people listening have found out. But we have so many different formats and so many different materials, and just a great place for the community to come and see what we have to offer.
Thank you so much for joining me, Kathy Tutrup and Betsy Bleck of the Bridges Library System right here at the Brookfield Public Library. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you at the library.
Learn more about the offerings at the Brookfield Public Library and all of the libraries in the Bridges Library System this summer for infants through senior citizens at getyourlibrarycard.org.
That is the sound of Megan Maroney. She is headlining tonight on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater stage. Although this song is called Tennessee Orange, we are seeing pink everywhere here. Pink skirts, pink shirts, pink cowboy hats, pink boots, lots of pink ribbons. Everybody leaning way in with the Megan Maroney fans, and it's lending a very colorful and happy vibe here, I would say. I am Sandy Max inside the Pello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin mobile studio at the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone, looking out on the lagoon at Summerfest on the very first night. I am so glad to be here. And tonight, we're not just talking about Summerfest. We are actually in it, bringing you the stories. And as always happens at Summerfest, you really can't be here that long before you bump into some friend that you know. And I am delighted to reintroduce to everyone on What's on Tap, artist Ike Winter. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're just walking by and jumped on the show.
Because you are an artist. Everyone remembers your woodworking art from the NFL draft last spring, and your big success last Summerfest was you got your wood mosaic to the Killers.
Yeah. With the help of Milwaukee. Like, I was on the news, I was on the radio, and we got the Killers' attention, and I was able to hand them a custom piece of art made from the streets of Milwaukee. So it was super special.
And recycling that wood, it's wonderful. So you stop by and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to be here every day of Summerfest with my art. So tell everybody what you're going to be doing with your Summerfest mosaic.
Yeah, so this year we have like a mobile canvas where I build a giant Summerfest logo. It's 104 pieces of scrap wood, a lot from the NFL draft, all from the streets of Milwaukee. So it's dressers and desks and stuff that I found. And I cut it into a giant mosaic that takes like 10, 15 minutes to build, sometimes with the help of the community. And we build it on site and people get to see this mosaic come to life while I try to do it at shows while people are watching the music and listening to bands and then also building this giant mosaic. So it's going to be kind of a scavenger hunt. It'll be here every day. I'll be moving it around the festival grounds and just be building it like from 2 to 5 roughly most of the days.
And I feel that is so in step with the joy of discovery, which is what Summerfest is about. Walking by a band stage and going, I didn't think I would really like, cool, I'm now interested in this band. So same thing, to be walking around and then all of a sudden see you roll up with your canvas and start putting pieces of wood on and turn around and say, no, come grab a piece of wood, I'll show you where it goes, and have a hand in that creation with you. That's such a joy.
Fully. And the beauty of just Wisconsin is like the definition of community. So most people ask like, oh, is this the NFL draft guy or the stuff from it? I'm like, yeah, this is actual pieces. Do you want to help bring this together? And like, you can see cutouts from certain teams on this mosaic. I don't know. I just, being at the draft last year, the community aspect of Wisconsin really showed so much of a presence there. And Summerfest is like a testament to that as well. This is my favorite 9 days out of the entire year. So
and truly tangible, hands on. And I know you have been a musician.
I have. In a past life, I was a musician for 10 years.
You might be one again, I suspect.
I don't know
Creators create. You never know. And what bands do you have your eyes on
Tonight is going to be Third Eye Blind and Passion Pit. I'm going to kind of jump between the two.
At least the two stages are right next to each
other. Yeah, two of my favorite artists this entire year play at the same time on, I think, the 3rd of July. It's called Anise, and then a Wisconsin guy, Kenny Hoopla. He's a punk rocker from Oshkosh. He had a song, like, number 7 on Billboard, like, a few years ago, so a huge, cool artist. Yeah, I don't know, just like Hot Mulligan is playing tomorrow, which is like a punk rock band.
Just such a fun name too.
Hot Mulligan, yeah.
I'm going to see Hot Mulligan tomorrow night, and I sampled Hot Mulligan because their name was funny.
Yep.
And I immediately said to you, I'm like, wow, that lead singer has a screechy voice. That's, and you're like, that's exactly what I like about Hot Mulligan.
I did music for 9-10 years of my life, and that's exactly what we played in that, like, emo, pop punk, hardcore music, yeah. So
what's the best way to keep up with you, Ike Winter, and all of your creative adventures?
Just Instagram or TikTok. This summer is going to be all about Wisconsin and Milwaukee, so I'm excited for a handful of collabs that are coming up. And just, again, I love being with the community of Wisconsin. I love seeing and meeting people and being around festivals like this and just being a part of the community. So, literally today I have no agenda other than walk around. I'm going to go try to get a hole-in-one and win $5,000. That's next on my agenda, and eat some cheese curds. So, I'm just going to embrace Wisconsin today.
You are doing it right. Ike Winter, it's W-Y-N-T-E-R. But I love having a touch of winter at Summerfest. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I look forward to bumping into you over the several days.
Every day, yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. Stay with me here on What's on Tap. You will meet more artists. Fuzz Pop Workshop is back for the third year with a new immersive installation of art. You will learn all about it with the creators. But now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here is Jessica Gatzo. Welcome back to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. Handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. And as you can hear, we are on location at Summerfest, broadcasting live inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio at the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone. So happy to be here. And the music you just heard was Passion Pit. Take a Walk. They are the headliner on the T-Mobile stage at 10:15 tonight. If you're like, oh, I can't believe I didn't know they were playing. There are 600 bands over 9 days. It's very easy to miss one. So we are here to help you make the most of your summer fest. And part of that is one of my very favorite things is not just experiencing the music, but experiencing art in a larger-than-life way. And Fuzz Pop Workshop is back for the third year with a new art installation. And this one is called Radiant Echoes.
Echoes, echoes.
And I am so thrilled. Daniel Murray is the founder of Fuzz Pop Workshop. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome
back. Glad to
back.
Be here. And always a highlight of the Summerfest experience, chatting with you, Sandy.
Oh, well, right back at you, because your artwork is thought-provoking and playful, and there's so many layers to it.
I love that you get it and chat about it.
Well, good. And then who have you brought with you?
This is John Kowalczyk, my collaborator, creative director at Fuzz Pop Workshop, the visionary behind a lot of this work.
How are you, John?
I'm doing excellent. I'm excited to be here, excited to see Radiant Echoes in person for the first time at Summerfest.
So tell us, I know you can't see, I didn't even get a preview of it this year, but it's because you have to construct it in a workshop. So when I walked by this afternoon, you're like, no, this is the first time we've seen it put together. So explain to everyone what they're going to walk into on the north end of the grounds here.
So we've created, inspired by these sort of ancient mystical stone circles, these sites of ritual, and we've kind of thought about Summerfest and music festivals as this kind of contemporary ritual space where we come together with music and community. And so we're inspired by that and wanted to create this otherworldly environment. There's megaliths and giant otherworldly flora, light and sound. It's interactive. A lot of fog and mist.
Yes. And that it creates an atmosphere. Interesting that you say that the stone circle, like, it has a little Stonehenge-ness to it.
Yeah.
It also has, what do you call those Easter Island big faces? A little bit of
the
that.
The Easter Island faces.
Big faces.
Is what we say when we're talking about it.
So you've, last year was huge and inflatable and even taller and really brought people together with more of the mysticness and the vapors and the sounds. So this is more than just tall, eye-catching art that's in between the T-Mobile stage and the U-Line stage. It also has sound to draw you in. So, John, describe even more about what this ancient Radiant Echoes is.
Yeah, so they're almost like singing stones. They're creating their own music. We're inviting participants to add to that music, to add their song and voice into it by interacting with different buttons and dials. And it's truly an immersive experience. So you get to kind of be in awe and in wonder, sort of swallowed by these stone heads as you walk through them. They're going to glow and change colors at nighttime.
That's
it's going to get
saying,
really exciting once
evolve.
The sun sets.
And if you text the word watch to the Sighting Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line, text the word watch to 855-616-1620, and we will show you photos and videos that we took this afternoon of Radiant Echoes in the daylight, because we haven't seen it at night. And I will tell you what it struck me. Have you heard this yet? The flora that are coming up. How many feet tall out of the heads?
They're about 20 feet tall.
So 20 feet tall reminds me of Chihuly glass. I can't be the first person to say that.
Well, Johnny is really the man behind those florals. So, Johnny,
Yeah, I love the Chihuly reference. I remember growing up and going to the Garfield Park Conservatory in Chicago and seeing his amazing installations and thinking, like, man, I'd love to do something like that one day. But I'm a painter. That's my first love. And color is really important to me. So Chihuly's use of color is really inspiring. And then those kind of like undulating, ruffly organic forms that kind of multiply and almost grow as if a human didn't create them. Like a plant is growing and stacking them up instead of human hands is kind of what I'm thinking about.
Do you know what it also reminds me of? When you look in an aquarium and you have those foliage that reach up
kelp
from the bottom that grow up from the bottom that reminds me of that.
That's interesting. It's not something that we really talked about, I think, in the process. We had other sort of organic inspirations, but somehow we keep coming back to these deep, you know, these underwater worlds as part of it. I think there's something, this sort of floating feel of that underwater space is often a kind of experience that we're trying to create
and even with the bright colors and the neon, it's still very organic and still honors and represents nature.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we are, Johnny, you can say more about the color, but as we think about the color palette and the color story, trying to create something that is really vibrant, but does feel organic, but at the same time, otherworldly, you know, kind of have a foot in both those worlds.
And also a really nice day to night transition. So the color kind of disappears at night and the light takes over. But it's always great to have color during the day when the sun is shining, too.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. We're talking with Daniel Murray of Fuzz Pop Workshop and John Kowalczyk, the Artists Collective. Just two of, 20
Yeah, I mean, in this project, about 25 people are part of this project.
So we will find out more about these collaborations, because you've let the ripple out even further, and you're even incorporating dance
and
technology to use your smartphone to enhance this art experience. So I told you there are so many layers. There's so much to this. So more with Fuzz Pop Workshop live at Summerfest here on What's on Tap. Broadcasting live from Summerfest at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio. These are the sounds of headliner Holly Humberstone. She's on the Briggs & Stratton Big Backyard stage tonight at 10. To Love Somebody, the name of that song. And I'm thrilled to be joined by two members of Fuzz Pop Workshop, the artist collective here, right here in Milwaukee, that are back at Summerfest for the third year with a very cool, unique, never the same twice art immersive experience. And this year, Daniel Murray and John Kowalczyk, along with several other artists who we're going to learn about, have created what's called Radiant Echoes. And one of the descriptions I see, ancient future rave. Those are some very descriptive words. Who came up with that combination of words? And did that keep you motivated during the creation?
I think maybe you. I don't know.
John?
Or bounced around.
That could have been me. I'm a fan of raves myself.
But the ancient part where we talk about stone circles, but future part of it?
I think we sometimes talk about this weird, like, ancient future civilizations and future ancient, you know, like we have a very singular idea of how time flows in, how we understand history, but were there civilizations before anything we understand that we're having this crazy party rave culture that we don't know about? I don't know. We just kind of spin these crazy sci-fi mystical ideas around in the studio and they turn into art.
And it's imaginative, and that comes across when you see this artwork. So, again, for everyone who hasn't seen it yet, because Summerfest just started today and you just finished, when did you finish assembling the artwork? 11:59.
Yeah, about 11:59 today, right before the
freshly
gates opened.
But if you text the word "watch" to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line, text "watch" WATCH to 855-616-1620, you will get one of the very first looks at Radiant Echoes and see some of the impressions. I got sort of Chihuly type glass that you will see this 25-foot tall sprungs, like kind of. Growing
cosmic flora
coming out from the stones. But John, not created out of glass, what are these kind of coral reef looking structures made of?
They're actually polycarbonate, which is very similar to plexiglass. So it's clear and flat when I start, but I cut it into shapes and paint it with acrylic, and then it's heated with a blowtorch to like create its final form. So it's a I like to think of it as a collaboration with gravity. So it's kind of melting, and I'm pushing it and holding it as it's drying into these cool, ruffly, organic shapes.
It's a little dance Johnny does with each of the petals. It's the flora.
It's like a fire dance.
Yeah.
It's very physical, the whole creative production. I absolutely love it. And so talk about the other artists that you collaborate with, because obviously when you're creating structures that are nearly 30 feet tall and are so intricate and thoughtful and incorporate sound and all these different layers, takes more than the two of you?
It does, absolutely, yeah.
Tell us more.
Yeah, we've got a great group of folks that we've worked with on a number of projects in the past. Micah Ebby did a lot of work designing the megalith head sculpture element. And Brian Nielsen has helped out with our sound design. And a whole group of folks. And then we're really excited this year that we have a couple of collaborators, other organizations that we're partnering with for a dance performance with Wild Space Dance Company. That's going to be the first tomorrow and then next Friday, as well as the UWM Peck School of the Arts have created an augmented reality experience. You can scan with your phone and creatures moving and floating through the space. It's pretty wild.
I love both of those aspects. I grew up as a dancer, so to have what we're talking about, you know, the stone monuments and gathering people maybe at the summer solstice and
exactly.
having these rituals and raves to actually bring dance into that where people can watch and maybe be inspired and do their own dance. But that's wonderful to incorporate Wild Space Dance Company in this. And I think 7:15 tomorrow?
7:15 and 9:15.
And 9:15 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So in the evening, just before dark and after dark to see the different evolution of the Radiant Echoes artwork. I love that. And then talk about, I feel like Fuzz Pop Workshop always incorporates technology and elevating that. Talk about how you've got the augmented reality and working with the Peck School of the Arts. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so Oksana Krushnivska is a professor in the art school and does game design and virtual reality, extended reality, a bunch of really creative, amazing work. I've been in conversation with her over the past couple of years, and this seemed like a great opportunity to actually do a project together. So, you know, I went into the class, gave a pitch, and this is the project. We'd love to have, you know, giant towering creatures and other elements of this experience. And so over the course of the semester, students developed different experiences, and we kind of honed in on those, like what was really fitting well, and students grouped up and turned that into the final product that people get to experience here at the festival.
John, what's been a reaction that you've been amused by or thrilled by so far?
One of the funniest reactions that I like is we have awesome haze and smoke coming from the heads, but people like to think they're misters because in the hot weather and the sun, they're used to walking through those misters. And it's just silly to me to see their reaction to it.
One of these years, we'll do a mist project.
Yeah.
That would be good. And Daniel, what's been the reaction, a reaction that's stayed with you in this first day?
I mean, I just love people see our installations this year and previous years from afar and have a kind of confused look on their face, but intrigued. And as they walk into it and the sound and the light and kind of really get into the environment, seeing the smile broaden across their face, they're like, yes, that's what we're trying to do. This sort of unexpected moment that people have when they step into it.
The joy of discovery, because as excited as I am about this annual immersive art, there are people who are just going to come in those north gates and truly go, oh, I was here to see music, but what's going on here? Yeah. So it absolutely warms my heart. Before I let you go, after Summerfest ends and Radiant Echoes is no more on the grounds, what's next for Fuzz Pop Workshop?
We've got a couple of exciting things lined up. We're working again with Joy Engine for Art Blaze. We've also partnered with UWM to create some new giant inflatable beings for that project. And we're developing a large-scale permanent space in Milwaukee. So we're on the hunt for spaces. We're developing the concepts for that. So if you like the stuff that we're doing, you know, that's here for 9 days at Summerfest, imagine that. 10 times the scale all year round. New experiences, many more artists, performance, a whole...
elevating attraction. Our creative community here.
That's the dream, yeah.
What's the best way to keep up with Fuzz Pop Workshop?
You can follow us on Instagram. That's where we post. Follow us on the web. We're at Fuzz Pop Workshop.
Thank you so much. He is Daniel Murray and John Kowalczyk, creative director of Fuzz Pop Workshop. I got the leadership here.
There we go.
Imaginations going wild, but truly making those ideas come to life. I think a lot of people can imagine things. It's collaborating with the right designers and architects and creators. So congratulations on the third year here at Summerfest.
Thanks a lot, Sammy.
Thank you.
I look forward to wandering Radiant Echoes after I see Echo and the Bunny Men. It's a theme. It's a theme. Speaking of Echo and the Bunny Men, they have the song you need to hear next on What's on Tap.
And now, feast your ears. This is the song you need to hear.
Most blokes are going to be playing at 10. These go to 11.
I am Sandy Max on location at Summerfest, where tonight live music is happening in all styles, including some retro sounds. Echo and the Bunny Men. Tonight, 10 o'clock on the Generac stage. Alternative 80s from Liverpool. They're a sentimental favorite of mine, going all the way back to my high school life and college radio years at Marquette University. Echo and the Bunny Men, Lips Like Sugar, is the song you need to hear on What's on Tap to get you psyched for their 10 o'clock show tonight here at Summerfest.
Here's your host, Sandy Max.
And I am loving it. We're on the lakefront path right behind the Gruber Sports Zone. A beautiful view of the lagoon. A beautiful view of a lot of people wearing pink. Megan Maroney, country star, is the headliner at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater tonight. And her fans, they doll up. They wear pink skirts. They wear pink shirts. They've got cowboy hats. They've got pink boots. They've got white boots. They've got ribbons. It's a very pretty vibe here. But then you've also got all sorts of other musical styles. So you're seeing Paul McCartney t-shirts. You're seeing Echo and the Bunny Men t-shirts. You're seeing all kinds of musical fandom, because that's what we do here at the world's largest music festival. And here with you until 8 o'clock, broadcasting live, going to bring you some stories of things that are also happening outside of Summerfest. If you're not coming this weekend, maybe you're coming next weekend or 4th of July weekend, there are other entertainment options this weekend and a fun way to celebrate Paul McCartney's birthday coming up before 8 o'clock. But first, music brings people together. And I am so delighted to finally get to ask more about this story of Summerfest. I am friends with a family known as the Whitneys. Know them from my Marquette years. I know that I'm pretty much going to see them at least once a year at Summerfest, because this is your tradition. Wendy Whitney, welcome to What's on Tap. Tell me about this family tradition.
Hello, hello.
When did it start?
This started as a family when we became a family. But it started way before that. College years,
yeah.
Started coming down here, let's just say, in the 80s.
Have you missed a year since the 80s?
When we lived in Colorado for a couple years, yes, we did.
That's
miss,
it.
But even some of those years, I came home for summer.
There
not,
you go.
Not many. Not
See,
many.
That's dedicated. So
but, yeah, almost 40 years, we've only missed maybe two.
Wow. So you and your husband have a baby?
We did.
What's Calvin's birthday?
He will be 21 this fall.
What's the month?
November.
So when he was, 8 or 9 months old,
yeah,
you brought him to Summerfest.
His first Summerfest, he was about 8 months old, and I had sworn I would never be a person who pushed a stroller around Summerfest. Never say never, because 8 months old, we're pushing a stroller around Summerfest, but we made sure to get out before it got dark. That was my rule. We're getting out of here with this thing before dark. We don't need people tripping on the stroller.
kicking it around.
Exactly.
I love that you have this level of passion, dedication, and that this Summerfest means that much to you. What's your earliest memory of Summerfest?
Earliest memory was college year. with my roommates coming down, and I believe we saw Bon Jovi.
Wow.
In bleachers, which is now U-Line, and we were facing water.
Yeah, you have to have seen some interesting evolutions of the Summerfest grounds. What's your best memory from last year?
Oh, boy. Last year, I would say, was Mr. Richard Marx with my sisters.
Great.
Yeah, they came to town. We saw Richard Marx, and he was very, very good.
He was foul-mouthed in between his stories, but he had many, many stories, and you forget how many great songs he created. I was glad that was one of those I've never seen Richard Marx ever, and Summerfest brought him to the U-Line stage. So I'm glad I saw that show. Yeah. We didn't stand next to each other, but we could share that. So what's your best Summerfest memory ever?
Ever is probably third row Bodine's, back when the amphitheater was Marcus Amphitheater.
Yeah.
Third row. I still have the confetti that fell on us that night. That was...
What, is it a little Ziploc baggie?
It is. It is, with much of our other Summerfest souvenirs from... We have every single schedule since we've been coming. They are in a crate at home. If there's a fire, that crate is coming out the door with us.
Wow. I bet you still have Summerfest pins.
We do.
I miss
that. We have pins and t-shirts. We have a tradition where... Every year we buy Calvin the lineup t-shirt.
Smart.
We don't have enough drawers in the house anymore. Someday they'll become a quilt.
I was just saying, the quilting is always a good option. Okay, so since you are pretty much a Summerfest expert, so you and your family, you come every single day together.
We try. Work schedules mess things up, but the goal is for everyone to try to take vacation days during Summerfest best we can.
So what's your hack to anybody listening, a first-timer or maybe... Come just as often as you, but maybe don't know how
to
make it.
Two very important things.
Okay.
One, bring a collapsible water bottle.
Okay. Hydration.
Hydration and free water. Bubblers here have delicious water. Okay. Two, if you're local, obviously, admission promotions saves you a lot of money, especially as a family. Cutting in for free is a good thing.
It is. And most of the freebies also do a good deed, whether it's a diaper drive or a food drive or blood drive.
Exactly.
All right, Wendy, before I let you go. Tell me the top bands, like three or four top bands that you're looking forward to this summer.
This year, for sure, Bodine's again. Of course.
Their 40th anniversary on the 4th of July.
Amen. Amen. Who cares about America's 250 Bodine's? Yes.
Well, you can combine them both.
Mr. Christopher Cross.
Sailing.
Yeah.
That's Saturday.
I am aging myself a lot.
Are you going to... It's all right. There are going to be people who discover Christopher Cross for the first time.
Like my son.
I expect to see a lot of boat captain hats in the crowd there. Anybody... Who's a third band that you're really looking forward to?
Of course, Styx.
Ah.
Styx.
Yeah. Illinois rock. Illinois classic rock. That's going to be... And you never know when it's your last chance to see a legend, even though they come so often.
They come and go.
And that's tomorrow night, BMO Pavilion.
Correct.
Headliners. Rock on. Well, we will see you there. Wendy Whitney, lifelong Summerfest fan, can't keep her away any year.
Thank you so much.
I love it. Thank you. I am Sandy Max. I will hear this annual family tradition from the perspective of the husband, Mark Whitney, next on What's on Tap. Live from Summerfest, you are hearing Tash Sultana. She is headlining the Miller Lite Oasis stage, 10:30 tonight, a reggae vibe. And I am Sandy Max, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio, bringing you the stories of Summerfest. Maybe you're a first timer and you've never been before, or maybe you're someone who's grown up in the Milwaukee area and you look forward to Summerfest every year. Well, I found someone who's one of you. Mark Whitney is with me. I know him from my Marquette years and been friends with him and his wife, Wendy, and now their son, Calvin, who is also a Marquette student. But the thing about the Whitneys is I pretty much know I will see them at least once a year here at Summerfest. So, yep. Mark, tell us about your family. We just talked with Wendy, but I want to know your perspective on this family tradition where you take vacation days and try and get here every single day together.
Yeah, I think Wendy used to put it very succinctly back in the days when it was an 11-day run. She referred to it as the 11 days of the year worth living in Southeast Wisconsin. And you started off at the top of the hour talking about the view, talking about the weather, talking about the people.
Yeah.
Yes. And on top of that, the music and the food. And Wendy talked about that you should never have to pay to come to Summerfest. There are so many great opportunities to get in by 3 or 4 o'clock, to get in for free and just experience and this.
For example, one of those freebies was wearing your college t-shirt, which
right.
I know that was a struggle for the whole Marquette family to find a t-shirt or a cap to wear, but you're right, if you if you look for that, and Summerfest wants people to come and enjoy it here and wants to be part of the community.
Exactly, and that's it, and that's what this is. I mean, and seeing, you know, you recognize people who work here, the security folks, and, you know, it's not a full Summerfest for us until we see Pete Levy from the Milwaukee Journal chasing from one stage to another and comparing his reviews with our reviews of what we've seen. It's just, I mean, it's a community.
And what is your earliest memory of Summerfest?
So my first trip, I actually grew up in Chicago, forgive me, but after my freshman year at Marquette in the summer of 84, had some friends that were up here and said, you got to come up to this Summerfest thing. I'm like, fine, okay. And saw Huey Lewis in the News playing on the main stage, which I know you were talking about was up at the North End at the time. And you could, again, there were free tickets available to sit in the back in the bleachers. And Sport was out that summer. It was one of the biggest albums in the country.
He was massive
and
at that time.
Huey came in multiple years here to Summerfest, played at the main stage. That was my first time. And then 2 years after that, which is now 40 years ago this summer, had a chance to work here at Rocky Rococo's selling pizza for a summer. And that was my first entree into you get in for free. You work from 11:30 in the morning to about 6 at night, and then you're already on the ground. So now you're here from 6 to midnight for the rest of the evening.
Truly part of the Summerfest culture. So you've been inside it and worked.
Yeah,
that's fun.
And live to talk about it. And now, you know, and now the best part of all this is, you know, to have a 20-year-old son who has grown up around here and adores music, and to come down, and when we drive down on a daily basis, it's, okay, Calvin, who are we seeing today? Because he's done the research, and he has followed these acts. And we saw Super Taste this afternoon. Super Taste is three guys from Brooklyn who play dance music, who are just trying to get their careers going. Saw them play 45 minutes at the U-Line stage at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and it was wonderful. And we had never gone to see them, except we've got a son who said, these guys seem interesting. Let's go and sit and watch them.
And you trust his opinion. Does he trust your opinion when you say, you know, hey, Calvin, you need to see Styx?
Yeah, he will tolerate some of that. You know, Pat Benatar was pretty good a couple of years ago. But he's the one who said a few years ago, you know, there's a band doing a one-off show, not on tour, going to play here in Milwaukee. We should see them. They're called Bleachers. And he told me, you know, told us about Jack Antonoff and all the work that he had done as a producer. We would have never seen them. And now, yeah, we know who Jack is, and we know what he does with Taylor Swift and all this cool stuff. And, you know, we're getting introduced to what's happening by our son.
Tell me about bringing Calvin as a little bitty baby in the stroller. Did you imagine that 21 years later you would still be bringing him?
Yeah, well, now he's pushing us in strollers and wheelchairs, but the funny thing is, you know, we went from Wendy and I at that point being in what I refer to as the 6 p.m. to midnight crowd of coming down and seeing Nina Chose. As soon as he was born, we became the noon to 6 p.m. crowd, and I thought we'd be in that window for a good long time, and it wasn't very long before he was noting and saying, can we stay for this act? They start at 7:30 or so. We're like, dude, you're like 7 years old. How, you know, we're going to, okay, yeah, fine, and... Yeah, so it locked in pretty early
on. That musical DNA, it's in there.
Yeah, it's pretty much in there.
Well, I thank you for sharing this special story, because it's one I've been wanting to tell for a while, because it is just, I'm a huge music fan, so it's so cool to see music continue to bring a family together and keep this tradition going.
That's a pleasure.
Mark Whitney, and next we're going to talk to Mark and Wendy's son, Calvin, and get his perspective on this family tradition. Stay with us live from Summerfest. It's What's on Tap with Sandy Max. You are hearing Third Eye Blind. Lots of people excited to see them on the U-Line stage. Headlining tonight, 10 o'clock here at Summerfest. I am Sandy Max, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin mobile studio at the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone overlooking the lagoon. So on that lakefront path, getting to see a lot of happy faces, people strolling, smiling, walking with something to sip on. And I am so delighted. I am bringing you a story from Summerfest that I've been wanting to tell for a while. I know a family that takes the week off of work to come to Summerfest every single year, and they come as a mother, father, and son. They are the Whitneys, and I know them from my Marquette years, so we chatted with Wendy and Mark, the parents. Now we get to hear from 21-year-old Calvin, Marquette student as well, correct?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. I see you're wearing your Marquette t-shirt, not just because it was wear a college shirt and get in for free before 3 o'clock today, but you chose a bright pink Marquette shirt. So you are completely in step with all the Megan Maroney fans today.
Absolutely. I mean, whenever I wear this shirt out, I'm super noticeable, except for today. So
you fit right in. You just need some ribbons.
Exactly.
So, Calvin, tell me from your perspective, what is this tradition that you and your parents have for Summerfest?
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, this is the best part of the summer for all of us. So, I mean, I really enjoy it. This is the spark that got me into loving music, and I play the drums. I get to play the drums in the Marquette Pep Band. You know, I get to host a radio show on Marquette Radio. I mean, music is, you know, just everything to me. So it's absolutely amazing that this is essentially where it started.
That's cool. What is your very first memory of Summerfest?
I mean, I do not remember getting pushed around in a stroller, like my dad was saying. I'm not doubting that it happened. I do not remember that personally. My first, like, big memory was not a specific moment, but sort of just a big, the campaign of, like, 2011 when everything said, like, let's fest on it. That was their big media campaign that year. And I just remember driving down. They had that Summerfest shuttle that went down from Marquette down to the festival grounds, and their banners all over the place. And it was like the city was just coming alive for Summerfest. And that's really what I remember.
That's and you're talking about the sensation, which is interesting. It's not just, hey, seeing this one band. Like, that's that early formative memory. That's very happy. What's one of your very, very favorite memories at Summerfest?
I mean, there are always so many to choose from, but I'd have to say, yeah, my first time staying like all the way late at night to see a headliner was 10 years ago this year, and we saw the Bodines on the 30th anniversary of them as a band, and they played at BMO stage, and that was my first time staying the whole night, and I felt on top of the world.
Oh, and well, knowing how much the Bodines mean in Milwaukee and to your parents, like, they are just such an essential part of the Milwaukee music culture.
100%.
And what is a hack that you have for people? Because you've now been coming as a young man all this time. Like, what's a tip that you could give to somebody who's coming here?
I mean, the thing that I echo to all of my friends, every time I get to talk to someone about Summerfest, you know, in school or at work or something, I just say what my mom was saying. Like, there are ways to get into this festival for free, and you just have to look them up. And a lot of people overlook that. So as long as you look at the ways, the admission promotions that they have, and like you said, there are so many ways to do great things and get free tickets to go to Summerfest and just enjoy your time down by the lake. That is the number one thing that you can do.
Very good. From another music fan. And then before I let you go, Calvin, what are three bands that you're looking forward to particularly this year?
Three bands. I mean, I'm a big fan of electronic music, so I got to talk about Subtronics. A great booking for Summerfest this year. He's been really on the rise since COVID in the electronic music world, one of the biggest dubstep DJs around right now.
And it's interesting that you say that because, say it again.
Subtronics.
I want to say it right. Subtronics, when I talked to leadership at Summerfest, they said Subtronics is the band to watch.
For sure.
They're all excited about it.
I'm also super excited about Amyl and the Sniffers tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Australian punk band. It's going to be a great time.
Grammy nominated.
Absolutely.
One more.
And Bourne's next weekend. A lot of buzz down. When the lineup got announced at Marquette, a lot of people were talking about Bourne's, and I will definitely be there for that one.
Tell me about Bourne's.
Bourne's is this like synth-pop indie singer. His first ever festival that he headlined was here at Summerfest in 2018. A lot of people know his song Electric Love. I've never seen him before, so I'm super excited for that.
I wish you a very happy Summerfest,
Thank
Calvin.
You.
Thank you so much for sharing your family's tradition with me. Calvin Whitney, go have a great Summerfest.
Thank you. You too, Sandy.
Thank you. I'll see you around. And stay with us. We have more to come on What's on Tap live from the lakefront at Summerfest. And right now, though, we do go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here is Jessica Gatzo. That is the sound of Honey, H-U-N-N-Y, on the Miller Lite Oasis stage at 8:30. You still have time to get here if you're thinking, man, it is beautiful out and it's the first night of Summerfest. I want to come out and play. This is a great space to be here. I'm Sandy Max, broadcasting live in the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio. Just absolutely lovely evening to kick off Summerfest. And whether you like art, whether you like shopping, whether you like sipping, whether you like dining, and whether you just like to hear the different sounds on 12 different stages, this is the place to be. Now, if you're not coming to Summerfest this weekend, coming next weekend or 4th of July weekend. Oh, we have so many other interesting events to enjoy around Wisconsin this weekend. And we got to visit Eric Bilstad and Vince Vitrano this morning for a preview of this weekend that we call the Weekend Trend. And it sounded a little bit like this.
tons of stuff to talk about, Sandy. Can we just address Summerfest quickly first, obviously, which opens in 2 hours and 15 minutes.
First and foremost, Summerfest, right. The first of 3 weekends. Lots and lots of fun. Big Bang fireworks tonight at 9:30. That's something to look forward to. But of the 600 bands, I won't sit here and rattle them all off and all the great reasons to go. Go to the summerfest.com website. Free music is also happening. The Summer Solstice Music Festival. You will find that in Oak Creek at Drexel Town Square. I started it last year and they said, hey, let's bring it back. And let's do it for 3 days. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Drexel Town Square is where you can enjoy their beer garden and also
a lot of room for you. They have the big that public square area where it's they put on all sorts of events.
A nice space. Yeah, cool. Right there by the library. It's a good open space to have fun there at Drexel Town Square. It's a wheelie fun weekend, guys.
What's that mean?
If you like two wheels, there's fun stuff to do. And if you like speed, there's fun stuff to do. The Tour of America's Dairyland, this is that elite cycling, bicycling, and it happens after it kicks off in Drexel Town Square at the Clock Tower. It's going to be making stops all around Wisconsin, Racine, Kenosha, Suamico. This is called Elite Criterium Bicycle Racing. So it's a closed street circuit, usually about a mile course. And what's great about that is it's very easy for spectators to get around and cheer. And if you go to America's Dairyland website, it says, we like to say it's a bike race surrounded by a block party, Wisconsin style.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Yeah. And also on two wheels, a little more casual pace. It's the 42nd annual Fat Tire Tour of Milwaukee, starting Saturday at Best Place at Pabst Brewery. It's about a 6 or 7 hour bike ride because it stops at 4 or 5 different breweries, about 15 to 20 miles. And the route changes each year, which adds a lot of fun. And you don't know what the route is until Saturday morning. And they always have a theme. And this year's theme is Milwaukeeana Jones.
Oh, I see you working there. All right. I can get in on that.
So you've got costumes. There will probably be snakes, you know, games.
Snakes? Why did it have to be snakes?
And if you miss this one, plan for Green Bay August 15th. They will do a Fat Tire Tour. I do not know if they will probably not do Milwaukeeana Jones. They'll probably do a different theme to tie into Green Bay. You love your motorcycles, Harley-Davidson Museum Saturday, the Wild Ones Vintage Motorcycle Rally. This is where you're going to see your flathead, knucklehead, panhead, shovelhead, all these engines and these vintage motorcycles, antiques, and it's going to honor the 90th anniversary of the knucklehead engine. But you've got live music, raffles, food, family-friendly games, and the great part about this, it is a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Cool.
Harley-Davidson Museum on Saturday. And then if you got the need for speed, then get to Road America all weekend long through Sunday. Expel Grand Prix, presented by AMR. This is really one of Wisconsin's biggest motorsports weekend. And I got to tell you, of all the vanity license plates I see a lot of Brewers, I see a lot of Bucks, I see a lot of Road America license plates as I'm driving around.
You're a lot of fans, but also it's cool looking because it's the black plate
it is
with
a
the
cool
white
plate.
Letters, right, yeah.
And it just has the racetrack around it. Yeah, very cool. Father's Day is this weekend. If you have the opportunity to spend time with your dad, do so. I have a hole in my heart still, miss my daddo. So do something fun. You've got free admission at the Milwaukee County Zoo, Milwaukee Public Museum. Old World Wisconsin has free Father's Day activities. Dad's Sling Free in Wisconsin at the Slingshot Bar.
Oh, fantastic.
That's a non-traditional way to celebrate with Dad. And we do have more cultural events. Of course, Juneteenth Day. It is the 55th annual celebration. One of the longest standing ones, maybe the oldest celebration of Juneteenth Day in the country here in Milwaukee. And includes the Jubilee Parade on MLK Drive. That is Friday, honoring the end of slavery and marking a big moment in Black history and our country's history. Then you've also got our cultural events. How about Scandinavian? Have you been to the Midsummer Celebration at Old World Wisconsin in Eagle yet?
Ooh. Sounds like that's up your... Well, I mean, Norwegian, are you considered Scandinavian?
Yes,
the greater Scandinavia?
I'm offended that you're asking.
I don't know who's all in there. I don't know if you're like, well, we're not Scandinavian.
No. Norway, Sweden, Finland, Iceland, and Denmark. You're all welcome to revisit your Scandinavian Midsummer traditions.
You know, we're all that same...
Your quadrants.
You guys are all over there. Right?
Well,
keep rowing.
The Mirthful Magic includes maypole dancing and hands-on crafts like flower drying and wool dyeing.
Okay.
And then for you historians, World War II days and battles Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Menominee Falls at Old Falls Village Park, which I love. They're going to have 1940s swing band music and all those historical reenactments. The battles will be at 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. World War II days and battles, Menominee Falls, Old Falls Village Park.
See you at Summerfest, Sandy.
You know it. and ready to help you make the most of your Summerfest with tips for this weekend and the rest of the big gig. Next on What's on Tap. Yeah, you get R&B here at Summerfest. Charlie Wilson headlining the BMO Pavilion tonight. And I am so glad to be here and get you up to date. Maybe there's some bands you didn't realize are here. Maybe there's some things that are happening at Summerfest that you want to get in on. I am Sandy Max, broadcasting live in the Summerfest in the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio. And you are listening to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee, handcrafted, homegrown, world class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. And this is a truly beautiful night just to stroll, enjoy, to do some people watching. And you're probably going to see some fellow Brewers fans here. You're probably going to see a lot of Megan Maroney fans dressed in pink with the pink. Yes, I just got the wave. I got that. People are happy. It's a really good vibe here. White cowboy boots and lots of pink. It's just a really, see, there's even more. I should make my own game out of every time I see somebody in a pink shirt with the Megan Maroney. So it is just a very good vibe here. At Big Bang Fireworks are at 9:30 tonight. You still have time to get here for that. Other headliners, you just heard Charlie Wilson, some sounds of his. Pop with Holly Humberstone on the Briggs & Stratton stage. Echo and the Bunnymen is the show I'm waiting for at 10 o'clock on the Generac stage. Tash Sultana with Reggae on the Miller Lite Oasis stage. Passion Pit on the T-Mobile stage, which is used to be the U.S. Cellular Connection stage. Same spot there for Passion Pit tonight at 10:15. And Third Eye Blind at 10 o'clock, headlining the U-Line stage. Those are the bands tonight that you can enjoy on the headlining stages. And then Friday, my band that I really want to see, a guy named Aldo Nova, a Canadian rocker who had one song in 1982 that was just great, called Fantasy. Yeah. That Waylon melodic guitar, to see that live, I'm excited. That is tomorrow night on the BMO Pavilion stage at 7:15, and he's warming up for Styx, headlining the BMO Pavilion stage tomorrow night. So if you... Oh, so if you like classic rock, that is the place to be. If you like harder rock, tomorrow night, you've maybe heard it a couple times on What's on Tap today, an Australian band, pretty much punk rock, called Amel and the Sniffers. They were a Grammy nominee this year. They are going to truly rock the Miller Lite Oasis stage tomorrow night on the first Friday. You can also get some more R&B tomorrow night with Tyrese headlining on the T-Mobile Connection stage. Also, Father John Misty is headlining tomorrow night on the Generac stage. There are a lot of bands. Summerfest.com is the website to go to. And there's also the Summerfest app. They make it easy for you to browse, so you can just see how many different bands are going to be here. And on the headlining stage tomorrow night, hip-hop, Don Toliver. And there are six openers for the headlining band Don Toliver on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater stage tomorrow night. So that starts at 6:30. There is a lot to love. And also something to tell you that just was announced today here at Summerfest. Tomorrow at noon, the sneakers, the Milwaukee sneakers that were a collab with Shake James and Alexander John and Adidas. There's a pop-up tomorrow. Visit Milwaukee and Click's pop-up at noon right outside the amphitheater forecourt. And there are free admission specials between noon and 3 tomorrow if you're like, hey, I can get there. But these What the Milwaukee shoes, which are really colorful, they're Forum shoes and Viewfinder Samba shoes, there is going to be a pop-up. So if you've been, if you're a sneaker freak who's been browsing eBay to see if you can get a pair or trying to find them on the second market, this is the place to come tomorrow. The While Supplies Last, the Summerfest pop-up shop for the What the Milwaukee Forum and the Viewfinder Samba Adidas collab. And the other cool thing about these specially designed shoes that are designed, they have, the Viewfinder has the map of Milwaukee on it, and the What the Milwaukee has all these different colors. They're different colored shoes, and they have all these different notes and moments and symbols of Milwaukee. They both have a fob. It's wearable technology. So you get these shoes, you have a free admission to Summerfest. So that was just announced today. Keep up on the Summerfest app. That is probably the best way to get the latest information, because I'm on it and I get push notifications too that says, hey, did you realize this is happening? Or maybe there'll be a happy hour special. So that is all a lot of fun. And I'm glad to help you make the most of your fest. Sir Paul McCartney celebrates his 84th birthday today. I got the chance to talk with a man who played drums with Sir Paul last month on Saturday Night Live. Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith shares the story of what it was like playing with the former Beatle. That's next on What's on Tap. Happy birthday, Sir Paul McCartney. He is 84 today, and Paul McCartney's birthday, a great reason to crank some Beatles tunes or some Wings songs, and it's also the perfect excuse to revisit Chad Smith's wild story about getting the emergency call to play drums for Sir Paul McCartney on Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago, and then finding out that Will Ferrell, the guy that Chad Smith looks like, was hosting. You know, sometimes that universe kind of lines up in the right way. I got the chance to talk with Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers about his Chad Smith Foundation. It's a foundation he is launching right here in Milwaukee for free after-school music programs, working with the Boys and Girls Club, running Rebels and other organizations, and he has already started and already started making an impact. So when I got the chance to talk with Chad Smith, not just about his foundation, but come on, I had to ask him about his Saturday Night Live experience with Paul McCartney. This is what he said.
And then the Paul McCartney thing, that's the bucket list that you don't even think the bucket is like there. And again, Andrew, who produced Paul's record, he came out and went number one, rave reviews, incredible. I'm so happy for him and for obviously for Paul. And he texted me, it's an emergency, but a good one. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cryptic, but as Paul McCartney needs you to play with him on Saturday Night Live, his drummer isn't able to make it. And I was like, okay, I think I can do that. Let me check my schedule. Yes.
Yeah.
So Paul McCartney calls me the next day. I know him a little bit. We've met, but like, we're not like friends, you know, we're not, but I we know each other mostly through Andrew. And he calls me and he couldn't have been nicer. Thank you for doing this. And you're saving the day. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he's like, well, just come on Tuesday because we have to have a jam with the lads, you know, and we'll play Band on the Run and a couple other songs. And I'm like, okay, so I got to learn all these Beatles and Wing songs, which you know all the songs, but I don't listen to them like, what's the kick drum pattern or what, you know, I'm learning, trying to learn them all. And anyway, we played like 15 Beatles and Wing songs on Tuesday, the week of Saturday Night Live. And then he goes, oh, by the way, Will Ferrell's the host. And I'm like, oh, my God, here it comes. I know it. Sure enough, Will texted me, hey, I got an idea.
The universe completely aligned. That is magic.
It was insane. I had to go out and be the host. I had to be like, hey, I don't do that. But, you know, you put a wig on and you wear the same clothes and Paul was in on the gag. It was fun. It was, yeah, that was pretty surreal. I have to say it was a surreal week. But, you know, I'm just so fortunate to be able to play with my heroes and it's wild.
It really was fun to talk with Chad Smith about that experience and also about the good that he's doing with the Chad Smith Foundation. So I thought on Paul McCartney's birthday, you'd enjoy hearing that. And if you want to see the whole Zoom conversation with Chad Smith, if you just text the word Chad, C-H-A-D, text Chad to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line Chad to 855-616-1620 and we'll send you the link so you can see and hear more of that conversation, including Chad Smith talking about recording for the Rolling Stones. So he's moving and shaking. I am Sandy Max. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here as we broadcast live from Summerfest. Check out the Summerfest section of WTMJ.com for more updates and to make the most of your Summerfest. Thank you so much for listening to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee.